You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And it's been fun listening to Christmas music, but also digging into this Christmas music. And today we're looking at three Christmas hymns, Lutheran Service Book 376, 377, and 378 with Pastor Peter Ill of Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, and regular right here on KFUO. You hear him mostly on Concord Matters on Tuesday afternoons. Mm-hmm. Pastor Ill, thanks for joining us today to dig into these Christmas hymns.
It's certainly my pleasure. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We are looking at 376, and I have to say, this is in the top of my list of favorite Christmas hymns. Once in Royal David's City. What do we know about this hymn, or what do you want to bring to light about this hymn, Pastor Ill?
Once in Royal David's City is a hymn that was written by an Irish woman by the name of Cecil Frances Alexander, and it was first published in 1848 in a hymnal called Hymns for Little Children, and she had a whole collection of hymns like this, and Mrs. Alexander's goal when she wrote this hymn was actually to teach the second article of the Creed, that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. And so that is exactly her intention, is simply to teach the faith. And like I said, this came out in a hymnal that was published in 1848. And if it's okay, I'd like to read stanza 2, because it really emphasizes Jesus' humanity in, I think, a really helpful way. Is that okay with you guys this morning?
You bet.
All right. Stanza 2 says, "He came to earth from heaven, who is God the Lord of all, and his shelter was a stable, and his cradle a stall, with the poor and mean and lowly, lived on earth, our Savior, holy." And then from stanza 2, it goes into stanza 3, and it says, "For he is our childhood's pattern. Day by day, like us, he grew. He was little, weak, and helpless. Tears and smiles, like us, he knew. And he feels for all our sadness, and he shares in all our gladness." That calls to chapter 2, verse 52, when it says that Jesus, 12 years old, after he had the incident of being in the temple with his parents, and then he stayed in the temple, and was talking with the teachers there, even after Mary and Joseph were headed back to Nazareth, they found him after 3 days. And it says then that Jesus grew in wisdom and in knowledge. And here the hymn writer talks about how Jesus is in our childhood's pattern, or in our way of living, growing and increasing in size and strength and in his body, and in his knowledge and his wisdom, but he is also the omniscient and omnipotent God and ruler of all. And then it jumps from Jesus being really, really human, being born in this humble cattle stall, to going into how Jesus is returning. And especially that is brought out in stanza 5. And it is just gorgeous poetry. "Not in that poor lowly stable, with the oxen standing by, shall we see him, but in heaven, set at God's right hand on high. Then, like stars, his children crowned, all in white, his praise will sound." And here we hear, well, this is a children's hymn, that the children are going to be around him in the new heavens and the new earth on the day of his return. And we aren't just singing this about Christmas, but we are singing this about the second of our brother Jesus, even as we are children in faith who are protected and cared for by his grace and his mercy.
I think it's really interesting to understand why these hymns were originally written, especially the ones that are written for children, just to think that, these hymn writers using the music of the church to teach the faith to the children. I think that's really cool.
Indeed.
Anything else that you'd like to tell us about Once in Royal David's City? Something about the tune or anything else about the text?
I don't have a whole lot in addition to that, although this contrast of Jesus being a humble person, completely man, and seeing his humiliation, but also his exaltation of his coming in glory. Sometimes we talk about this state of Christ's humiliation, of those times where he hid his omnipotence and his omniscience and his power. But at the end of time, how Christ is over all things and he is exalted. And I think this hymn does a really good job. Humiliation of Jesus hiding his glory and his exaltation of revealing his glory.
Absolutely. All right, moving on. Lutheran Service Book 377 on Christmas Night, All Christians Sing. What can you tell us about the history or the background of this hymn?
The history and the background of this hymn is really kind of hidden. We don't know a whole lot about the author, or really a whole lot of anything about the author or the hymn writer. It is a traditional English carol. They're not even really sure when this hymn comes from. So we simply have a great hymn, and we don't know a whole lot of background about it. And I feel bad sharing it that way, but I can only tell you what I know. But what this hymn really in particular brings out is a focus on the song of the angels, and it brings joy. And it really also comes into talking about light. And I'd like to read especially stanza 4, because I think that is really, really helpful for this hymn and some of the biblical references that it has. Stanza 4 says, "All out of darkness we have light, which made the angels sing this night. All out of darkness we have light, which made the angels sing this night. Glory to God and peace to men, now and forevermore. Amen." And as we look at this stanza, we see the narrative of Jesus is the light of the world that we hear from John's Gospel in chapter 1, that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. And also in chapter 8, of Isaiah 9, that a people who have seen a great light, and here we have Jesus, who is the light of the world, being proclaimed by the angels, really plays well with that light and darkness idea that the Bible unpacks for us.
Mm-hmm. Anything in particular about on Christmas night, All Christians Sing, when you might include this or in a service, or when do you sing this?
This is one of my favorite Christmas Eve hymns. I really like it. Then again, when I plan Christmas Eve services, my challenge is to see how many hymns I can jam in. I shouldn't say jam. How many hymns I can include. Because there's so many wonderful hymns that are really suitable for Christmas Eve. And this one in particular, I think, is absolutely fantastic to include, maybe between the Old Testament reading, which traditionally for the Christmas Eve late service is the Isaiah 9, a light shines in the darkness reading.
Let's take a look at Lutheran Service Book 378, Break Forth, O Beauteous Heavenly Light.
Oh boy.
This is a fun one.
I like them all, but I really like this one. And part of the reason that I really like this one is it paints Jesus not like so much as an innocent, humble child like Once in Royal David City did, but it paints Jesus as the heroic victor who's coming to set the world free from sin. And so it has a kind of a different aspect to it. This hymn was written by Johann von Rist in the mid-1600s, and the tune was written by Johann Schaap around that time, and then later Johann Sebastian Bach came in and provided the setting of it, that is the harmonies and so on of how this hymn tune goes together. And so this comes out of a great line of Lutheran hymnody that goes back to the 17th century. And it enters and talks a couple of times. I'd like to share stanzas 2 and 3 together. And there's a couple of notable things in there. It's stanzas 2 and 3 go like this. "O dearest child, who I adore, whose grace surpasses measure, my brother, whom I cherish in earth with all its treasure, haste from thy manger to depart, O come and dwell within my heart. With joy will I receive thee, will give thee. All blessing, thanks, and praise to thee, Lord Jesus Christ, be given. Thou hast, my brother, deigned to be thou, Lord of earth and heaven. Help me throughout this day of grace to praise thy love and seek thy face, and when I stand before thee, forever to adore thee. It strikes me that in this hymn, it talks about Jesus coming not to dwell in a cradle, but to dwell with us, to be our present Savior. And this calls to mind for me not only Jesus' incarnation as he is born and placed in that cradle, but also as he comes and puts his name on me, and as he declares to me and to every Christian that now each of us is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we are covered in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus teaches us to pray with him, our Father, which means that he's our brother. And this hymn calls Jesus brother twice. And as I was thinking about a hymn from the 1600s, you don't think about it having that kind of a interpersonal connection of being able to say, Jesus is my brother. But that's exactly what this hymn says, and it's a wonderful thing for us to bear in mind as we go about celebrating these days of Christmas.
Absolutely. Is there a time in the season of Christmas when you would use this hymn, or is this another really good Christmas Eve one?
I think that this would be either a really good Christmas Eve hymn or a Christmas Day hymn. I know that in the hymnal we have settings for like Christmas dawn, and I think this would be a really good Christmas dawn hymn. Oh. But really, this is a hymn that's suitable for all of the days of Christmas and for all of the celebrations of the Christmas season, I would say.
Good hymns, good Christmas hymns. Pastor Ill, as we wrap up on these three hymns, anything else that you want to share?
The hymns of Christmas bring a wonderful sense of joy and wonder at the mystery that God would take on flesh and be willing to be found in a lowly cattle stall as our brother, as our Savior, and as the light of the world who brought us. And it is Christ himself who gives to you, to you, Andy and Sarah, to me, and to all of our listeners, a very Merry Christmas.
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas. Our guest today, the Reverend Peter Ill, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois. Thanks so much for being our guest, Pastor.
Thank you.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Back to the music.